for darle una mano a la hermana. Por...
All right. Well, let's go into our Bibles. We're going to be in the book of Acts. Vamos a estar hoy en el libro de Hechos. Libro de Hechos. Y vamos a continuar el tema de siervos, ¿verdad? De siervos. We're going to continue the theme of servanthood. Okay, we talked how Jesus wants us all to be servants, and as a result, he wants us all to be great in the kingdom of God. Okay, some are more servants than others, and some will be greater than others. Y miramos que Dios nos llama, Jesús nos llama a que todos seamos siervos como él puso el ejemplo para nosotros, y como resultado que todos lleguemos a ser grandes en el reino de Dios. Pero no todo, pero hay unos que son más grandes que otros porque van a servir más eficazmente que otros, ¿ya? Y pero tenemos que avanzar en esa área. We all to grow in this area of serving, because that's part of being mature, becoming like Christ, okay? Is being servant minded, ¿ya? Y entre más nos maduramos espiritualmente, más somos a la imagen de Jesús, que era siervo de Dios, ¿ya? Esa es la meta de nosotros, esa es la dirección en que vamos en nuestra madurez. As we move forward in maturity, that's the goal, brothers, to become like Christ, servant-minded. And so today we're going to see the needs for servants in the church. They're called deacons, okay? They're called deacons. That's the word. The word literally means servant. That's the word, diáconos, servant. Y ahora vamos a mirar la gran necesidad de diáconos en la iglesia. La palabra diáconos que es siervo. Ese es el significado de la palabra, es siervo. Es un siervo. Ahí va el diácono. ¿Por qué es? Un siervo. Siervo de Dios. Yeah? So, we're going to see what the Bible teaches about the need and the importance of deacons in the church. Right now, the church has one official deacon. I've been here 12 years. We have one official deacon. Now, other people serve like deacons, and they serve the Lord. But we haven't made more than just one deacon yet. And we're going to be doing that. We're going to be doing that as a church. Hoy les quiero decir que la iglesia nomás tiene un diácono oficialmente. Un diácono nomás. Yo tengo aquí 12 años y nomás tenemos un diácono oficialmente. Pero sí hay siervos, otras personas que sí sirven al Señor, pero no hemos hecho más, ¿verdad? Y es lo que vamos a hacer pronto, hermanos. Vamos a hacer diáconos, más diáconos para esta iglesia. Now, part of this message, brothers, so that you realize that when you're tapped to be a deacon, that it could be very, it's most likely the hand of the Lord. It's most likely the hand of the Lord. So, be ready, okay? So, the great need for deacons. Let's move forward in this message now. We're going to see, brothers, that Christ-like servanthood is what the church should look for in a deacon. Christ-like servanthood. La semejanza a Cristo en servir es lo que la iglesia debe buscar en un diácono. That's going to be the theme as we move through this message. So let's look at point number one. Vamos a mirar el punto número uno. We're going to go all the way back to the book of Acts, where the first deacons were appointed in the church. Okay, what happened that they saw the need for deacons, okay? They had 12 apostles. Why did they need deacons? Vamos a ver, regresar al libro de Hechos, capítulo 6, donde vamos a ver la gran necesidad de diáconos, y ahí es donde realizaron que necesitaban diáconos en la iglesia. So it's the apostles who saw this need, brothers, in Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 6, verse 1. Hechos 6, capítulo, versículo 1. Let's see what happened there, that this had to be done. It says, now, at this time, while the disciples were increasing in number, that means they were coming to faith in Jesus, okay, being baptized, a complaint arose on the part of the Hellenistic Jews. Those are Greek-speaking Jews, okay? And so those are Hellenistic. And the complaint was against the native Hebrews, okay, because their widows were being overlooked in the daily serving of food. Dice aquí, por aquellos días, al multiplicarse el número de los discípulos, surgió queja de parte de los judíos helenistas, que son, ellas hablaban griego, ¿verdad? En contra de los judíos nativos, ellos hablaban judío, ¿verdad?, porque sus viudas eran desatendidas en la distribución diaria de los alimentos. So they had First of all, we see they had a ministry, a daily ministry of help, of giving food to the most needy in their members, okay, in the church. And those were the widows.
Tenían un ministerio donde diariamente les daban alimentos a las viudas en la iglesia. Y las viudas eran las más necesitadas porque no tenían ningunos recursos financieros. No tenían trabajo, se les murió su esposo, el que proveía todo, y ellas no tenían nada, hermanos. Ni siquiera hijos. Estaban solas y dependidas completamente del Señor y de la iglesia para que sigan viviendo.
So they were in complete need, brothers, because widows had no income at all because their husband died. And usually when they were called widows indeed, they had no children either. So they were completely dependent on the Lord and through the church for them to live, okay, to have food. And so the church was faithful in collecting, always collecting and getting food to the widows, okay? But I think the church was growing so much, and the widows were also growing in quantity, and the apostles couldn't do it. Huh? It seems that the apostles were doing all the work at the beginning.
Parece que los apóstoles también estaban haciendo toda la obra en el principio de darle comida a las viudas.
So I also see they had a bilingual ministry. They had the Greek speaking Jews and the Jewish speaking Jews. So they were just like us, okay? We had trilingual ministry. You know,
tenían un ministerio bilingüe los apóstoles, donde tenían personas que solo hablaban griego y otros que solo hablaban el hebreo. Y allí ocurrió que pues estaban descuidando ciertas viudas, hermanos, estaban descuidando. Y los apóstoles al principio estaban haciendo toda la obra, ¿eh? Estaban predicando la palabra y también sirviendo a todas las viudas.
Now, we need to understand that the apostles took the teaching of the Lord very seriously. Remember when Jesus said, whoever wants to be great among you must become the servant of all? Well, they took it serious. They were there serving. They were serving all those in need. But they realized they couldn't keep up. They couldn't keep up. The teaching of the word wasn't being completely taught as it should be, the gospel. So they were running into a problem. Yeah?
Se estaban entrando ellos a un problema porque estaban ellos atendiendo a todas las viudas porque Jesús le dijo, el que quiera ser grande entre ustedes, que sea el siervo de todos los demás, ¿verdad? Y pues ellos dijeron, pues vamos a servir. Y estaban sirviendo y sirviendo, pero no podían, no había abasto para también enseñar la palabra. Y dice, a los discípulos, y enseñarles lo que Jesús había enseñado.
So Jesus, they remembered what Jesus said when Jesus was with them.
Se acordaron ellos entonces lo que Jesús le había dicho cuando estaba con ellos.
He told them how to get more workers out into the field, into God's field.
Les dijo Jesús cómo agarrar más obreros para entrar a la obra.
He said to them, Matthew 9:37. There's a great verse here.
9:37, Mateo 9:37, es lo que dijo Jesús.
Then he said to the disciples, the harvest is plentiful.
Huh? A lot of people have needs, you know.
But the workers are few. Therefore, what do? Beseech the Lord of the harvest.
Start praying and seeking God, okay, to send out workers into his harvest.
Le dijo Jesús a ellos, la mies es mucha, pero los obreros pocos. Por tanto, rogad al Señor de la mies que envíe obreros a su mies.
Yeah? Que rueguen al Señor, que se pongan a orar, que se pongan a orar.
And that's something, brothers, our church should be doing. We should be praying. God is moving us to appoint more deacons. So the rest of us need to be praying. Lord, would you get their hearts ready?
Okay,
that's our homework, brothers. Everybody praying that God will get their hearts ready to become deacons.
Aquí nos está dando una tarea al Señor, ¿eh? A nuestra iglesia. Sabemos que necesitamos más obreros, necesitamos más diáconos. Lo demás de nosotros tenemos que estar orando que Dios prepare los corazones de esas personas que Él va a escoger para que se hagan diáconos, para que se entreguen al ministerio de servir al Señor y las necesidades de la iglesia, ¿verdad?
We should be praying. That's a commandment from the Lord.
Point B. It says the apostles also realized that their priority was to teach God's word. That was, yes, they were to be servants and to put in it, be an example. But don't neglect the word that Jesus taught them. Yeah?
Dice, los apóstoles entendieron que su prioridad era enseñar la palabra de Dios.
Para eso Dios los apartó a ser apóstoles, hermanos, para enseñar la palabra de Dios, para enseñar las enseñanzas de Jesús y el Evangelio, hermanos. Eso tenemos que entender nosotros.
That's what every church needs to understand. That the spiritual leaders, the teachers, the pastors, the elders, their job first and foremost, not only, of course, is to make sure God's word is being taught, okay? Not to be neglected.
Y así también nuestras iglesias, hermanos, nosotros tenemos que entender que la prioridad de los, no tenemos apóstoles, pero tenemos pastores, ancianos, maestros, la prioridad es enseñar la palabra de Dios, la voluntad de Dios, que no sea que menospreciada o que no falte esa enseñanza, porque están teniendo que poner, arreglar las sillas, limpiar la iglesia, la nieve, todas estas cosas, hermanos, y no se está preparando para la palabra.
So, let's see what it says in verse 2, where they realize, it says there, so the 12 summoned the congregation of the disciples and said, it is not desirable for us to neglect the word of God in order to serve tables.
Okay? And that's what they were doing. But he said, we shouldn't be doing that.
Mira lo que entendieron ellos. Entonces los doce convocaron la congregación de los discípulos y dijeron, no es conveniente que nosotros descuidemos la palabra de Dios para servir mesas.
Y es lo que estaban pasando, hermanos. Ellos estaban haciendo toda la obra, dándole comida a todas las viudas. Y pues estaban descuidando unas, hermanos, ¿eh? Porque no abastaba la obra.
So, what did they do? Point C, they says they selected men with important traits, character traits, maturity levels, okay, we might say.
Entonces ellos seleccionaron hombres con rasgos importantes, ¿eh? Con madurez.
Versículo 6, what does it say in verse 3? Therefore, brethren, they said, select from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Spirit and full of wisdom, whom we may put in charge of this task, okay? But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
So they had to make a change. Entonces, por tanto, hermanos, escoged entre vosotros 7 hombres, 7 de buena reputación, llenos del Espíritu Santo y de sabiduría, a quienes podamos encargar estas tareas. Nosotros nos entregaremos a la oración y al ministerio de la palabra.
So let's list those traits, brothers, what they need to have. Understand, brothers, this is what every Christian should have. But not every Christian has reached that level yet, a good reputation. Yeah?
Todo cristiano debe llegar a este nivel. It's not just for deacons, it's for every Christian. Okay? It's for every Christian.
He needs to have a good reputation. He needs to have a good reputation. And that means he's looked upon and talked of well among his neighbors. You go to check on his neighbors and say, what kind of person is this? Is this Christian here?
Oh, he's a good person. Oh, he's always trying to help us, very polite, you know, and cares about everybody, you know. But if he doesn't have a good reputation, then you're not going to hear that. You're not going to hear
that. Tiene que tener una buena reputación, hermanos. Entonces, que entre la iglesia y entre los vecinos donde vive, ¿ya? Que hablen bien de él o de ella. Que hablen bien. Que no es de mal humor.
So that's important. And then it says, he needs to be full of the Spirit.
Y tiene que estar lleno del Espíritu.
That means they are under God's control. Okay?
If you're full of the Spirit, you're letting the Spirit control you.
And how do you know the Spirit is controlling you? Because you're obeying the words of Jesus. Okay? You're obeying His command. And so you're willingly and eagerly want to be obedient to the Lord. He's full of Spirit.
Uno que está lleno del Espíritu es alguien que está controlado por el Espíritu para obedecer la palabra.
Así es como sabes que estás lleno del Espíritu.
Si no tienes deseo de obedecer a Jesús, no estás lleno del Espíritu.
No estás lleno del Espíritu porque no te está controlando.
No lo dejes que te controle.
You don't let Him control you when you are struggling
with sin and struggling in your relationships with people around you, you're not letting him control you. The Spirit is full of mercy and kindness and goodness and peace. That's what he works at and producing in our life. So this is what they had to do. Find these three. The last one was this full of wisdom. Y que estén llenos de sabiduría también. Llenos de sabiduría. So they know, these people will know how to make things run efficiently. Okay? They know how to handle problems that come up. They're full of wisdom. They don't have to be running to the leaders and say, well, how are we going to handle this? And they know how to do it. That's their job. They got a need over here, we're going to handle it. They're full of wisdom. Esos están llenos de sabiduría. Ellos saben cómo hacer que las cosas trabajen bien en la iglesia y que todas las necesidades sean satisfechas. Y cuando hay problemas, ellos tienen la sabiduría para solucionarlo. No están corriendo a alguien, a otra persona que los ayude. ¿Qué vamos a hacer aquí? Hay una queja acá. Pues encárguense ustedes. Para eso le di. Tienen sabiduría. Encárguense y logrenlo. Yeah. So, very important, brothers, so that the apostles could get their job done. That's the kind of people they had to be. Esta es la clase de personas que tenían que ser para que los apóstoles puedan hacer su trabajo de buscar a Dios, su dirección en oración y enseñar la palabra de Dios. Point two. Punto dos. Now, what happened? What happened? What was the result after they selected these seven men? They laid hands on them, they prayed over them, and they got to work. Okay? Después de que ellos seleccionaron a los siete hombres, la congregación los trajeron y los apóstoles ponieron manos sobre ellos y oraron por ellos. ¿Eh? Y ahí fueron ellos hechos diáconos. ¿Eh? Y se pusieron a trabajar. Now notice what happened here. What's the result of a good deacon ministry in a church? Well, look at the book of Acts. Let's look at the next verse 8 through 10. Vamos a ver el verso del 6, el 7 primero. De un ministerio bueno, de diáconos en la iglesia. ¿Qué va a pasar? It says here, the word of God kept on spreading. Why? Because the apostles could get their job done, right? The word of God kept spreading and the number of the disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem. And a great many of the priests were becoming obedient to the faith. These guys were the ones resisting Jesus. But now they were turning to the teachings of Jesus. He says, y la palabra, como resultado, de Dios crecía y el número de los discípulos se multiplicaban en gran manera en Jerusalén y en muchos de los sacerdotes obedecían a la fe. Los sacerdotes que estaban ellos opuestos a Jesús ahora estaban creyendo Jesús, fíjate, porque miraban la vida de los discípulos, cómo Dios había cambiado la gente. So, first, the deacon ministry allows God's word to be more expanding, to allow it to spread. A good deacon ministry allows that to happen. Miramos que el ministerio diaconal permite que la palabra de Dios se expanda más, que crezca. Yeah. How does that happen? Well, brothers, the pastors or the deacons or the apostles, the apostles, they prepare better. They prepare better. They get into prayer and they study the word, brothers. And the Holy Spirit really can use them in a greater capacity. Siendo que están trabajando los diáconos, ahora pues los líderes pueden buscar a Dios en oración y estudiar mejor la palabra y es más eficaz que el Espíritu Santo usa la palabra más eficazmente a que llegue al pueblo. Yeah? And so the word comes to the disciples. It comes to the disciples in a deeper way, brothers, so that they then go out and spread it outside the congregation. And more people say, start to believe in Jesus. Yeah. Entonces, hermanos, viene la palabra del líder, ¿verdad? Que está bien preparado. El Espíritu lo trae al corazón de los discípulos en la congregación, en la iglesia. De tan profundo llega, hermanos, que ellos llevan la palabra y la comparten afuera. Y otros empiezan a creer en Jesús. If I teach, brothers, and it comes to you, but it doesn't get beyond you to somebody else, then you're going to have little or no growth. Yeah. Little or no growth. Because that's the purpose of the church, to spread the word, to be the light, okay? And so my job is to be fully prepared, or whatever leaders or elders God brings later is so that the word goes beyond those that hear the word here and is shared with other people too.
with sons and grandsons and neighbors. Okay? Yes, you are ministers, not just us. You're ministers too. Y así ustedes son ministros también, no solo yo, hermanos. Porque la palabra debe llevarla a usted después de que la recibe y compartirla con los de afuera. Para que siga creciendo los discípulos. That's the process, brothers. That's the process. And also, what's another result? The deacon ministry makes sure everyone's needs are satisfied in the church. Yeah.
Aquí el ministerio diaconal se asegura que las necesidades de todos sean satisfechas en la iglesia.
We have all kinds of needs. We have spiritual needs. We have emotional needs. We have financial needs. We have all kinds of needs that are happening. Medical needs in the church. We got to make sure those are being addressed somehow. And so,
hay muchas clases de necesidades en la iglesia y los diáconos ayudan a todo eso. Ayudan a administrar. Ellos también se ponen a orar.
They pray too, the deacons. They pray over people
because they are spiritual men. We're going to see that in a minute, okay?
So this is how God uses, brothers, those men that are willing to be deacons, okay?
Es así Dios va a usar esos hombres y ayudar a la iglesia a crecer porque están dispuestos a ser usados de Dios.
Yeah. A church that's growing, they probably have a good deacon ministry. People serving. Maybe they're not even called deacons, but they're serving. A lot of people are serving.
Una iglesia que tiene muchos siervos está creciendo. Está creciendo, hermanos. Y la palabra está desparramándose.
So, we got to be praying, brothers, that God would send more workers into the field.
Estamos orando. Vamos a orar que Dios mande más obreros a la mies.
Last point, brothers, is we go now to a different scripture. We're going to be in 1 Timothy, and here we're going to see that the Apostle Paul also gave the qualifications of deacons with a little bit more detail.
Now, for men and women. For men and women.
Vamos a ver aquí en el 1 Timoteo que el Apóstol Pablo también dio las calificaciones de los diáconos con más detalles para los varones y para las mujeres. Para los varones y para las mujeres.
So, first he talks about the qualification for the men, okay? And that's in chapter 3, verse 8, okay?
Primera Timoteo 3:8 da las calificaciones para los varones.
And he explains what it means to have a good reputation.
Aquí explica qué es tener una buena reputación. Una buena reputación.
So let's look at these three verses. Vamos a ver estos tres versículos. Pero el primero, el versículo 8, let's look at verse 8. Here it tells you what it means, okay, to have a good reputation.
Deacons likewise must be men of dignity, okay?
Primeramente dice, la reputación buena es que de la misma manera también los diáconos deben ser dignos,
tener dignidad,
they to have dignity, not double-tongued.
Yeah, no deben de ser de doble palabra.
What does it mean to be double-tongued? That means that you say contradictory things, okay? Either through words or through your life. You say one thing, but you're doing something else, you know? You cannot be double-tongued. That's also hypocrisy, okay?
No debe ser hipócrita. O de doble palabra, cuando se contradice al rato con lo que dijo o con lo que hace. Está contradiciendo la verdad.
What's another aspect of being having a good reputation? It goes on to say, he shouldn't be addicted to much wine. Okay,
he shouldn't be addicted to much wine.
No debe ser, dice aquí,
no daos a mucho vino.
That's the easiest way to ruin your reputation because you're going to say things and do things that are embarrassing to the Lord. They're embarrassing to the Lord.
El que anda tomando, hermanos, va a dañar su reputación porque va a decir o va a hacer cosas que va a poner a vergüenza al Señor y también a la iglesia.
Porque no está bajo el control del Espíritu, pero el control del vino.
When you give up control of the Spirit to control you, then now you're being controlled by wine, okay? Instead of the Spirit of God.
And so, a deacon cannot be a drinker.
Un diácono puede ser un bebedor, un bebedor.
The last one, the last thing that keeps your reputation intact, it says, and not fond of sordid gain. Yeah?
Y la última cosa para mantener buena reputación es que que no ser amantes de ganancias deshonestas. De ganancias deshonestas. Dishonest gains. What? There are some people, brothers, who have who still cling to money. Okay? And when you cling to money, you try to take, you can't help it, but you take advantage of others financially. You in a business dealing or in a or a purchase, you know. Oh, I really got a good deal from so and so because, man, you know, I chewed them down from this amount to down to this amount, you know. And no, brothers, you're not you don't have money on the brain, brothers, to be a deacon. You can't do that. Si vas a ser siervo de Dios, no puedes tener el dinero pensando en el dinero siempre, porque vas a tomar ventaja de otros por medio de las finanzas, de negocios, y después ellos van a resentirlo contra ti, ¿eh? Que tú lo robaste o tomaste ventaja de ellos. The Lord needs to be your treasure. El Señor debe ser tu tesoro. So that's very important, brothers, to keep your reputation intact. Para tener una buena reputación, tienes que guardarte de estas cosas. Now, the second thing, they must be spiritual men and women. Verse 9. Deben ser hombres o mujeres, podemos decir, espirituales. Let's see verse 9. Vamos a ver el versículo 9. What does it say? It says, but holding to the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. Holding to the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. Sino que, dice aquí, guardando el misterio de la fe con una, con limpia conciencia. Que están obedeciendo la fe. Que están siguiendo la fe. That they are obeying the faith and following and seeking the faith that the Lord has given us. These men, they understand. These men and women understand. They are not what they used to be. And they are not yet what they should be, but they know they're becoming what Jesus wants them to be. They are spiritual people. Yeah? They are spiritual people. Son hombres y mujeres que saben que ellos no son lo que eran antes. Ellos saben y no son lo que deben de ser todavía. Pero saben que cada día Dios los está haciendo lo que Jesús quiere que sean. Yeah? Que están siendo transformados día por día. Son personas espirituales. They're just not busy people, lacking spiritual maturity. No, they have it. They want it. Ellos quieren ser espiritualmente cercano al Señor. El deseo de ellos. That makes a deacon. Eso hace un diácono, una diaconisa. Verse 3, and the third thing that he mentions in verse 10, they must show they are eager to serve. Y deben demostrar que están ansiosos de servir. Let's look at verse 10. Read that. It says, these men must also first be tested. They must be tested. It's not just about volunteers. Oh, you know, I'll be a deacon. No, you got to be tested. You got to be observed over a period of time that you are anxious to serve the Lord. Yeah? Then let them serve as deacons, it says in verse 10, if they are beyond reproach. Yeah? Y luego dice aquí en el 10 que también estos sean sometidos a prueba primero. ¿Cómo? Observándolos si tienen corazón para servir a Dios. Observándolos. Se les da a ellos una responsabilidad y vamos a observarlo. A ver si son fieles. ¿Eh? Son puestos a prueba primero y si son irreprensibles, que entonces sirvan como diáconos. Entonces sirvan como diáconos. In case you didn't know it, you have been observed. Okay? You have been observed in your ministry. You have been observed in your attendance. You have been observed in your volunteerism. A lot of you have already been put to the test. You didn't even know it. Si no se dan cuenta, si no sabían, hermanos, todos ustedes han sido observados. No solo por yo, pero por todos los demás. Observados en su ministerio. Observados en cuando ustedes se hacen voluntarios. Observados en su entusiasmo para servir. Todos han sido observados. Y de ahí vamos a seleccionar. From those being that have been observed, we shall choose from that group. And there just isn't deacons, brothers. We got other positions that need to be filled. No nomás hay diáconos que necesitamos en la iglesia, pero hay otros también posiciones que tenemos que también llenar. Y de ahí vamos a seleccionar. So just a little bit more detail about the men, okay? And the women, of course, they're under these same principles. But let's look at what he said about the women. Vamos a ver lo que dijo acerca de las mujeres en el versículo 11. This is in verse 11. In verse 11. It says here, women likewise, who are going to serve as deaconesses, must be dignified. They're,
They have dignity. They have dignity.
Igualmente, de igual manera, las mujeres deben ser dignas, igual que los hombres. Just like the men. Good reputation there. Que tengan buena reputación, claramente, indica.
And then it goes on some other issues that tend to happen, maybe back then and probably today. It says, they should not be malicious gossips, but temperate, faithful in all things.
Y las mujeres deben de ser dignas, no calumniadoras, sino sobrias, fieles en todo. Las calumniadoras, ahí es donde está el chisme, hablando de las que está pasando en la casa de Juliana, lo que sea.
But some other issues that are very important is temperate. Yeah? Temperate. That means exercising moderation, self-restraint, learning to be temperate in the areas of eating and drinking. So these are people who are self-controlled. The women must be self-controlled.
Las mujeres sobrias, dice aquí, es un aspecto importante. Y eso quiere decir que ejercen la moderación, el autocontrol, ¿verdad? En áreas de comportamiento, en áreas de lo que dicen, en áreas de lo que comen, lo que beben, todo eso. Deben estar bajo control ellas.
And last, faithful. Y fieles. Fieles. Wise in handling practical matters.
Sabias, entonces, en áreas prácticas. Exercising good judgment and common sense. Ejerciendo buen juicio. Y decisiones buenas, hermanos. Son fieles. Fieles.
God is saying, pick from these women.
Escoge de entre estas mujeres. De entre estas mujeres.
So that's in a nutshell, brothers, what a church is looking for. But you need to be understand this. It's not based on giftedness. No one has the gift of being a deacon. It's a level of maturity in Christ for which we're all called up to rise. Every member of the church should eventually be deacon material. Deacon material. There might be too many to be chosen, but you should be living at a level that you're deacon material.
Tenemos que entender, hermanos, que estas calificaciones para los varones, las mujeres, no es un don que Dios da, como un don espiritual. ¿Ya? No podemos decir, yo no tengo el don de ser diácono. Eso no se trata de don, hermanos, se trata de nivel espiritual, de madurez, por cual debemos de subir todo cristiano en la iglesia a la semejanza de Cristo. Y debe llegar un tiempo cuando todos somos material de donde podemos ser escogido para ser un diácono, porque hemos madurado en Cristo.
Yeah, we should all one day be deacon material. Deaconess material. That's what the Lord calls us. Those are the commandments, right? That we serve one another, right? We'll serve one another, love one another, minister to one another, pray for one another. It turns into a deacon material.
Y si nosotros vamos a obedecer todas las escrituras, que unos a otros, oren por unos a otros, sírvanse unos a otros, ¿verdad? Ministren unos a otros, ¿ya? Todos vamos a llegar a la material de ser diácono, un siervo de Dios.
So brother, hopefully you're encouraged, okay? You're encouraged. Don't get discouraged. I'm not a deacon material. Well, one day you're going to be, as you follow Jesus. One day you're going to be.
So with that, brothers, we're gonna pray, because we got to take the Lord's Supper. We're going to celebrate and remember the Lord's love for us.
Vamos a celebrar y recordar el amor de Dios para nosotros con los elementos de la cena del Señor.
But we do need to pray that God will send more workers into the field, all right?
So why don't you stand with me?
Vamos a ponernos de pie, vamos a orar. Vamos a también pedir al Dios, al Señor de la mies, que mande más obreros. Yeah?
We do need to spread the word, because last week we were 60, now we're 20.
Okay. 30, okay. Now we're half, okay. So we need to spread the word more, right?
Liz, would you pray with me?
Father, thank you so much for your plan, Lord, to move us from where we are, Lord, to be like you, to be like your Son, servant of God. And Lord, we want that. We want that. And so we submit ourselves right now, Lord, to the work of the Holy Spirit to fill us, control us, to transform us, our hearts and our desires, to give us wisdom on how to minister best and better.
Así, Señor, te damos gracias por tu palabra, por animarnos, Señor, sabiendo que tú nos estás llamando a ser siervo tuyo, Señor, siervo de Dios y ministrar a tu pueblo, Señor. Ayúdanos, Señor, llénanos de tu Espíritu para que nos controles, Señor, nos sigas transformando con tu palabra, Señor, cambiando el corazón, cambiando nuestros deseos, nuestros planes, Señor, para que seamos
completamente suyos y que podamos ser utilizados para servirte a ti y las necesidades de tu pueblo. Gracias por ese honor y ese llamado. Ahora bendice, Señor, los elementos, Señor, que vamos a tomar y vamos a recordar. So now bless these elements, Lord, that you commanded us to take and remember you, Lord, how much you love us. We ask this in Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God's people said, amen. Can I have the amen?